Intervju Radija Študent.
Intervju z Raskom Mičlom. Pihalec in komponist Raskel Mitchell je ena ključnih figur sodobnega džeza oziroma tistega dela njegove zgodovine, ki se je formiral v drugi polovici 60-ih let v Chicagu skozi združenje AACM. V enem prvih posnetkov Sound je združil nekatere člane kasnejšega kolektiva, ki je pod imenom Art Ensemble of Chicago so ustvarjal moderno podobo svobodnih improviziranih muzik ali tega, kar poznamo pod imenom Free Jazz. Da je od tedaj ostal aktiven tako v različnih orkestrih, v manjših zasedbah in kot solističen izvajalec lastnih kompozicij, smo se lahko med drugim prepričali tudi pred dvema dnevoma na navdušujočem koncertu na letnem odru Gale Hale na Metelkovi, kjer je s svojim kvartetom nastopil v okviru letošnjega Ljubljanskega jazz festivala. Pred koncertom je nastal sicer prekratek intervju, v katerem na začetku predstavi omenjeni kvartet.
This is the Roscoe Mitchell Quartet. Uh-huh. Hugh Reagan on trumpet. Uh-huh. Harrison Bankhead on the bass. And Tani Tabal on drums. Well, yeah, I think that Hugh Reagan and Tani and myself have been working together for about 30 some odd years.
Uh-huh. Okay, so my question would be, how do you think the music in, if you could say, the quartet is a smaller band, how does this music develop, let's say, in comparing to the bigger orchestra?
Well, I'm a composer, so I'm always looking at what I can do with what's there.
Who can you play?
No, what I can do with what's there in terms of instrumentation. Mm-hmm. If it's a small ensemble, then I'm thinking of that, you know, how to orchestrate for that smaller ensemble. When I'm composing, I'm trying to compose a complete piece of music, whether it be for a smaller ensemble or for a full-size orchestra. So to me, I mean, it's with composers, they're mostly just looking at what's there and thinking of how to present the picture that they're trying to present with the instrumentation that they have.
Uh-huh. So you compose different pieces for different groupations?
Absolutely. Uh-huh. I have a piece coming out titled Non-Cognitive Aspects of the City, for baritone voice and orchestra. Uh-huh. It was recorded last year with the Janacek Philharmonic Orchestra. Uh-huh. The text is by Joseph Jarman, a fellow member of the Art Ensemble of Chicago.
So how do you think this circumstances, like economical or political of different times, can affect the creative process for you?
Well, I don't look at it quite that way. Uh-huh. What I'm trying to be is a improviser.
Okay.
And I think one of the things that I've discovered about it is you need to study opposites. Mm-hmm. You need to do solo concerts. Mm-hmm. You need to do concerts with large ensembles. Mm-hmm. And then you have the middle of that. Usually if you study opposites at both ends, then the middle kind of shapes itself on its own. But to be a good improviser, you need to be able to go out and do a solo concert where you are the only person there, interestingly. I mean, to be a good improviser, you need to know how orchestration works. You need to, you need to know your part, so to speak. So for me, it's all study, you know, and trying out different situations and how things work. For instance, I would look at following in this way. If you're an improviser and you're following, you're behind. It's the same as if you're playing in a section and you don't really know, maybe you don't know your part quite as well as the next person sitting next to you, so you're constantly listening to see what they're doing. So when you do that and they've already done something, then you're reacting to it, you're like behind. So I feel that it's important to acquaint yourself with as many aspects of the music that you can.
So you, since you mentioned opposites, do you think composing and improvising can be like an opposite?
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's important for someone that wants to become a great improviser, they should study composition so they know how it works. In my mind, improvising, good improvising, is spontaneous composition. So if you familiarize yourself on both sides of the fence, then it becomes easier for you.
Okay, so since you also mentioned spontaneous composition, well, it was the way to describe the music of the musicians that wanted to distance a bit from American or American jazz tradition.
Oh, I don't see it like that. I mean, the first time I came to Europe, I met a lot of people that are still active in music today. And that's why I say the music now starts to take on a certain maturity, because I believe that you need time to really mature in it. If I'm listening to an experienced improviser, I can recognize that right away. If I'm listening to someone who is inexperienced, I can recognize that right away, too. I discovered through teaching several workshops and seminars and in improvisation that people tend to make the same mistakes. So then I thought, well, what do I need to do to address these mistakes? So then I started to write a series of scored improvisations, which takes out the element of a person having to think of what to do, and they're provided with materials that they can rearrange to make improvisations. And what I discovered was that it helps them with that, and it also helps them with concentration, because you need good concentration to be a good improviser.
So you are mostly saying that composition can help to develop
improvisation.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Like this. One of the writers wrote about you in the context of ACM described your music as well, more or less very rational, you know, like he made this distinction between playing for the head and playing for the heart, which can be problematical or probably not. What, how would you?
Well, in that case, there you have the opposites again. I like both ends of it, for the heart and for the head. And then there's the music that comes in between that. That's developed when you study, you know, the opposites like that.
So you would say that there's probably some rational approach or more intellectual, like...
Well, I mean, music is like you're saying, music is for the heart and it's for the head. Certainly there's pieces that you might associate with the head. And there's pieces that you might associate with the emotions. For me, it's an interesting study. I'm a student of music, so I'm interested in all the different aspects.
Because for me, it can also sound like a certain prejudice, like jazz should be spontaneous and come from expression, and on the other hand, this more European tradition of composing.
I don't agree with that. You know? I think that... jazz is a constant evolving music. If you go back to, you know, the very early musics, back to the swing and Dixieland and all of these different musics, and you can follow the development of people that are constantly advancing the music form, for instance. Let's look at Charlie Parker. If you listen to Charlie Parker's records with Jay McShann, Jay McShann, everything was like that, on the beat like that, and Charlie Parker was starting to integrate his own ideas into that, which eventually became the form called bebop, developed by him and Dizzy Gillespie, Miles Davis, and all of these people. So the thing is then most good musicians are interested in music. They're not interested in this is this form and this is that form. You know, they're interested in music across the board. Charlie Parker wanted to study classical music, you know, because he's interested in music and he knows. I mean, I'm like, If I hear somebody really doing something really great, I want to know about that.
Would you refer also to certain modern meaning, also 40 or 50 years old, approaches in, let's say, European classical music? Like, for instance, there's been some comparison and also some misunderstandings about, let's say, affecting the music of John Cage, or in especially what was going on in Chicago or in AACM. You know, like using percussion instruments or putting silence into pieces.
So. No, I don't think so. I think I was more pulled that way by Malachi Favors. Because, see, like, we had a group with a quartet. And back then, I mean, we never went out looking for musicians. And the drummer left to go with Paul Butterfield. So we took on the role of percussionists. In the case of John Cage, I know him also. And he has come to Chicago and did performances back in the early days with Joseph Jarman. I mean, back in those times, there wasn't a real division in music. A lot of the festivals and so on, you may see anybody at these festivals. So, to me, this is a healthier music environment. And then you get all kinds of people that come to these concerts, and they're able to be exposed to all of this different kinds of music. I think that's healthy.
Well, what do you think about younger musicians coming from, let's say, Chicago? Do you play with them? Do you know them?
Absolutely. I mean, the AACM is still going on strong in Chicago. There's also a New York chapter. Later this year, I'm going to Sardinia to. I've written music for a large ensemble that Nikki Mitchell has put together. We did a concert similar to that. In Poland last year. We still have our communication going amongst ourselves. And there's a good thing about that, too, because having long-term relationships with musicians, you can do pieces that, you know, you can't do with other people, too. And not to mention, some people don't even have the instruments. I mean, for instance, that the AACM has, or other musicians that you might have long-term relationships with.
What do you mean, to play the same instruments for?
No, I mean, like, different instruments. For instance, the recording that I did for Nessa, The Maze. This was people who had put together their own highly individualized percussion setups. So, and then drawing on aspects of what other people were doing, it allows you as a composer to be able to compose specialized pieces. And certainly, I think something very special happens when the AACM elder members get together and play. You know, I've really enjoyed these last few years playing in the trio of George Lewis and Mujal Richard Abrams.
When you said that AACM is still alive, are there, let's say, younger new musicians that are like consciously getting into the idea or the philosophy of making music?
I think there are, yeah. I mean, I'm excited to get back with some of these younger musicians. Kamika Reed, Nikki Mitchell, Greg Ward. I mean, I could go on and on. Really, really good musicians.
The music that you play with, let's say, the quartet that you're gonna play with tonight, are they mostly your compositions?
When we do a composition, they're my compositions. But we do compositions and we do improvisations too.
So it's mostly your music, but it's not only your music.
It's my compositions. And oh yeah, you're right. Because in an improvisation, it's the people's music who are creating the improvisation.
Na predvečer nastopa njegovega kvarteta v Ljubljani je v torek Roskoju Mičlu četrt urice ukradel Aleš Rojc. Ha, ha, ha.